o'clock and 64 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak. This morning, we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Clinics. Laura Claver. Laura, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you this
morning? I'm
doing
well. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was good. It was really good. We had a busy weekend. Tried to do the state fair.
How'd that go?
It was really hot.
Yeah?
Busy? It was really hot. It wasn't quite the all-day fair extravaganza I had in my mind, but man, it was so hot.
Well, there's all those people packed
in there.
I know.
And you know what? Normally, I would never go to the state fair on the weekend. I'm a weekday girl, but, you know, we have to work and things.
You know what? You do what you do. When you have time, you do it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So we snuck in a couple hours, and it was fun, but yeah. It was really hot, really crowded.
How are things going at MCMH?
You know what? Good. Really busy. We've got so many exciting things happening right now. It's kind of hard to keep up with it all. But
it is.
It's fun. It's always something different, and things are great.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. James Norse with us as well as morning. James, how are you
this morning? Good
morning, Aaron. Nice to see you.
You as well.
It seems like I've seen you a few times here
recently. You have a little bit, haven't you?
I saw you Friday. Yeah. I saw you Saturday at the car show.
That's right.
Did you enjoy the car show?
I did. That was a great car show. And I was really happy the rain stayed away from it. We talked about this a little bit earlier. I'm not a car guy. I don't know cars very well, but I like seeing them. I like seeing what everybody does with them. And you know, you see, man, these beautiful cars, you don't want to go rain literally on their parade. So
Yeah. So, James, you are a member of the foundation,
right?
MCMH Foundation, and a trustee.
Right.
So you've been involved with the hospital for how long in that capacity?
On the foundation, I think I have approximately 25, 26 years probably.
Okay.
George Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
Talked me into that. Uh-huh. George, I had the privilege of knowing George and Pat very well and working with them. And I was just thinking about the other day that it's going to be sad someday people aren't going to know maybe who George was and what a great...
Yeah.
Great people. They both worked to this community. But
yes,
George talked me into that.
Absolutely. He did a lot of really great things for the community.
He did.
So, yeah. He was a friend of Will when Will's a senior in high school.
Oh, I bet.
And they've had a pretty cool relationship, which was pretty neat.
I bet.
So, anyway, I'm rambling.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk. Laura, what do we want to start with?
So I think we want to talk a little bit about the foundation, what the hospital foundation is, what we do, kind of the mission behind it, and then we have our big annual golf tournament coming up, and we have a fun spin on it this year, so I think then we'll talk about that. So let's talk about the foundation a little bit.
So big picture foundation, let's start. What is the foundation, big picture?
Yeah, so the foundation was founded in 1984, and it is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to helping to support the hospital. So we raise money to then give back to the hospital and support, I would say, equipment, things like that.
Yes, I think you're right. Laura does a great job of keeping us all organized.
Yes, she does.
Thank goodness.
Yes. So, but big picture, you assist with those, and we're going to talk about one here in a minute, right? That's a big one.
It is.
Yeah. Is the golf tournament that's upcoming, is that one of your bigger fundraisers for the year?
Yes.
What do you do for fundraisers for the foundation?
That's the one, and I missed the one you did.
Yeah,
last
so we
year,
added a trivia night this year,
yes, you
which
did.
Was so much fun, and we are already working to plan next year's trivia night. So stay tuned for details on that. So the trivia night, we added that just to have an additional kind of winter fundraiser, and then we also do annual giving. We also do planned giving, accept a variety of types of gifts, memorials, things like that. So.
Okay.
Right. And the foundation owns a farm as well.
Okay. There's
some cash rent from the farm as well that comes in there.
Okay. And it all goes back to the hospital.
Absolutely.
How do you make determinations on what the foundation disperses dollars to?
Sure. A lot of it is requests from the departments within the hospital that have a need and maybe not the current resources in their budget to make a big purchase. So we look at those needs, and whenever we can, and it seems legitimate, we do it.
Yeah.
We help them get it.
So it seems to me, too, that medicine is always changing.
Right.
Healthcare is always changing. Requirements are always changing. Code is always changing. And the advancement in technology is like at warp speed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to keep up with and stay on the kind of the leading edge, it takes a lot of dollars. And if you put healthcare involved in anything that you're doing, it seems like the price goes way high, right?
It does. And having the resources to help support some of these departments, like James mentioned, you know, requests come in from We have a whole process at the hospital for departments requesting equipment, et cetera, or new things. And so sometimes those requests will come through that process, that our admin team will come to us. I try to sit down with them a couple times a year and say, all right, what are we looking at? What do we need? Do we have anything coming up? So then that helps drive kind of our fundraising story of what are we raising, mm-hmm. what are we raising money for this year? But then we also have some specially allocated kind of dollars. So a lot of times when memorials come in, they'll have a specific area that they would like that memorial to go to.
Okay.
A lot of times it's oncology. So that's an area where a lot of people, if they've been particularly touched by a department, our cardiac rehab is one. We have some dollars that people have designated for that. Our social determinants of health fund, that's kind of something newer that we've done that people have donated specifically to that. So mm-hmm. people will sometimes have an area in mind that they would like their funds to go to. And then sometimes it's just the general fund, whatever the foundation and the admin team kind of determines is the appropriate area for that.
Okay. When was the foundation started? When was it founded?
1984. May of 1984.
Okay. When was the auxiliary founded?
1961.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that, James.
Yeah.
She nailed it.
I'm
right
telling
there.
You, I'm not surprised at all.
My goodness. She knew that right off.
I'm sitting here scratching my head. She knows the answer.
Well, I had to actually go back and get a letter from the IRS.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay, that scares everybody.
But, we have actually a copy of the original letter that was, came in 1984, originating the organization.
What's the structure of the foundation? Do you have board members?
Yes.
Like a chair or vice chair? How does uh-huh. How does the structure work? And can you just be a member of the foundation, or how does it work?
Go ahead, Laura, if you want. You sure she can buy it?
So my role at the hospital, I'm the executive director of the foundation. So I would say that I do a lot of the kind of day-to-day operations of the foundation. And then we have a board currently of 15 people.
Okay.
So 14 or 15 people. Now I'm going to question that. But yeah, we have a board of 14 or 15 people. So it's not necessarily a membership.
Okay.
It's you're a board member, and then we do meetings about every other month. So a little bit of variance there, but every other month we do meetings and plan events, work on fundraising, make decisions. We have quite a large endowment, and so there's decisions to be made about where the interest from that endowment goes into some of these projects. And we can talk a little bit about some of the projects we funded over the last couple of years, but that's kind of the structure of it.
Okay, so I wanted two things. Since you knew the month and year that it was formed, how many dollars have you given back to the hospital over the years?
Okay, so this is actually, I don't have this number off the top of my head, Aaron. I know, and I should. So this is a project I'm currently working on, because with gifts coming from that long, there hasn't always been a great paper trail.
Yeah.
I do have some boxes. You might remember Dad working out in.
Right,
his whole history project.
Yes.
So right. I have a couple boxes that I'm currently in the process of going through, and going through old Board of Trustees minutes to identify all of the gifts. So I will, next time I come, I will have that number for you. But millions. I mean,
yeah, it's been a lot.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well over, I'm going to say probably 2 to 3 million.
You know how to have a good time, Laura. She's talking about dealing with the IRS and going through old minutes from
Haiti.
Whoa.
I know. I really keep it exciting.
Sounds like a lot of fun, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Giving the money away is fun to the health and aids department. It is fun. That's the rewarding part.
Yeah,
yes.
So what are some of the, if you would highlight a few of the really notable projects, what would they be through the years?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the last couple of years, we've really been focusing on our surgery department. So you've heard that theme through a lot of different conversations, the growth and the need in surgery. So the last couple of years, we've really been focusing on surgery. So we did new endoscope processing. Now I'm gonna draw some blanks. But talk specifically. So we had a meeting last week,
right?
Last Wednesday, and the foundation wrote a check to the hospital for 196. $1,000. Mm-hmm. So wow. To specifically support our new Da Vinci robot.
Yeah.
So there's things that go along with that new Da Vinci robot. And so that was a really big one. That was an exciting.
Yes, it was. That was the biggest one that I've ever given mm-hmm. away. But luckily yeah. we had the resources there to yeah. support that. It was, as everybody probably knows, but maybe not in the community. You know, we got roughly a $2.5 million grant, which was a lot, again, due to Laura and Jamie mm-hmm. and people like that mm-hmm. writing the grants for
those
us.
You know what, James? Those are the things that you don't see.
Right.
Yes. Someone is working on. I kind of was razzing Laura a little mm-hmm. bit, but that's the payoff, right? Big,
yes.
significant reinvestment. Anyway,
yes.
sorry to interrupt.
No, that's, you're absolutely right. And people don't realize the work that went involved to
a
get
lot.
That. It didn't just
yes.
happen. It didn't just fall out of a tree, you know?
Right.
And so we are going to be, and Laura can probably talk to us better than me, but... We're going to be the first community in Southwest Iowa, to my knowledge, and to have a Da Vinci robot.
Yeah.
And the importance of that, again, from my level, knowing very little, again, I'm speaking to the healthcare industry, but is that even to recruit surgeons now,
yep.
a lot of them are trained on these, and they mm-hmm. won't even come to your community if you don't have one.
Yeah.
So we've got to be looking, you know, not next week, but 5 and 10 years down the road, and do we have the resources to... And also, some of the surgeries, even like in the big city, can't even get them all done. And this could possibly mm-hmm. get us some surgeries from up there that will be referred down here.
Now, wouldn't that be something?
That's just the opposite of what it's been, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's and again, as you well know, the hospital is the number one employer in the mm-hmm. whole county. And so it's important for us to keep it on the cutting edge and keep it moving forward. There's a lot of really, really dedicated employees there. And that's one of the reasons I agreed to come on today, because usually you talk to the employees, you don't get to talk to the guys that see the employees and doing their job and all the passion and dedication that's there.
Yeah. So I want to jump on that just a little bit
sure.
about the Da Vinci robot. This is a multi-million-dollar
yeah.
piece of equipment.
It is.
And I recently, I think it was last week, spoke with Dr. Bingham.
Yeah.
Did I mispronounce uh-huh. that? One of the things that she said in our conversation, it was on air last week, one of the reasons that she chose to come and work here is because of the Da Vinci robot.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what,
right.
This is the standard
for
a number of procedures.
Yeah.
But.
Well, like James mentioned, there's a lot of surgeons now who have a very strong preference for using these robots mm-hmm. in these procedures. And I think it's important to note that there's lots of different types of surgical robots. So we were talking about this a little
right.
bit at the meeting on Wednesday, that, you know, there's not just one robot that does all of the things, but this particular one, general surgery, gynecological surgery, urology, things like that, it's
yeah.
really going to allow us to take a step forward and be able to do things here that we haven't been able to do. So that's really exciting. And to have providers like Dr. Bingaman who are willing to come here and excited to
yeah.
be here, tremendous options for our patients that haven't existed before. And she's wonderful, isn't
yeah.
she? I loved
yeah.
your interview. She's great.
Yeah.
But
she's great. And she said that, and I think she's provided training to other people because she's pretty familiar
yes.
with this.
Correct.
So if you owe it to yourself to Google Da Vinci robot and
yeah.
look at this thing. It looks like a space age piece of equipment.
It does.
It really does.
It does. And, you know, we're so incredibly lucky to have the surgery center that we have here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it's, you know, there are so many things happening up at the hospital, right? And unless you're using that service, you might have no idea,
right?
Right. But our surgery center, the people who work in there, it is incredible. They are so talented. We do over 100 surgeries here. And now with the Da Vinci robot, that number will be going up again.
Yeah.
And I just think we're incredibly lucky to have the kind of facility that we have and the staff and the knowledge that we have here. And from the foundation perspective, you know, James mentioned the grants and all of those pieces. You know, a big part of building these projects is looking at how we can bring these different funding streams together.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, getting to work on writing the grants, bringing those dollars in, working with the foundation on the philanthropy side of things, and then being able to bring those two pieces together and support a program from multiple angles, especially in rural healthcare, that really does make a difference. And so I think leveraging those different funding sources is can be really powerful.
So sure. James, you, from your perspective, speaking about funding sources
yeah.
as a member of the, as a trustee
yeah.
and a member of the foundation,
right?
You kind of see both ends. I mean, you get a very clear picture of what's going on with the hospital financially and all of these things, but then also the headwinds that you're looking at with our rural, small rural hospitals.
Sure. I mean, we.
So how do you navigate that? Yeah. Talk to me about that.
I mean, we suffered a setback a couple years ago when the Miller Orthopedic Group all of a sudden pulled the strings out and doing surgery. So, I mean, just boom. And had to regroup and recover from that, which I think we did. Now we're better than we were.
I think it's pretty remarkable.
But there's things like that that set you back, and it's the old one step back, but hopefully two steps forward, and that's what I think we did. But you're right. On the board side, you see a lot of the big plan and the headwinds and things like that. On the foundation side, you see more about raising money, and then here's right now where we could best implement that money to help a department, for example, that needs something. So, it's been a very interesting trail I've been on, I guess, there. But like I say, I really do want to say that you've got some exceptionally devoted people that work there and are trying to do the best thing for you. And we all want to know how to improve. I mean, everybody, I know everybody at the hospital wants how to improve. I'm also on the patient experience committee, too, which tries to listen to what happened and how where we did good and where we need to do better. So there's a lot of interesting things there, but a lot of devoted people that up there.
Yeah. A lot of devoted people, a lot of talented people.
Yes,
there,
that's right.
Without a doubt. So,
right.
And some passionate people as well.
Right.
How's it changing? How's it changing? I mean, healthcare, it seems like every day there's some new piece of something, new drug, new, I mean, to stay on the edge of that is it challenging? Is it difficult? Or do you see that day to day, Laura, with what you do?
I think you do, but it also...
You just do it.
Everything is different every day, right? And so it's like you kind of... It kind of just becomes part of, like, its routine.
So
that,
changing...
Like, nothing stays the same. If that makes sense. Like,
sure it does.
You know, I mean, and I'm not in the clinical side of things. So that's a whole different, right?
Yes.
That's a whole different realm. But I think that, you know, the technology, even the funding streams. I mean, we're in the middle right now of a lot of these. So the Da Vinci grant is part of the rural transformation grants coming out of the state of Iowa, and they're just coming out and so fast, and their turnaround is so fast. But we're working through all of that. That's a whole new realm. But things do they're changing so constantly that when you're in the middle of it, you don't necessarily. I don't know, feel it as much because it's just kind of part of the
it's
day.
It's just how it is, right?
Yeah, it's like you come into work, you're like, I don't know, what are we doing today? Are we writing a $2 million grant? Are we planning a golf tournament? You know, right. Are we promoting our surgery? We have new elevator wraps up there. So if you haven't been up there, come check out our beautiful new elevator wraps. But, you know, it's different every day. And then you can stop and look back and go, whoa, we've done a lot in the last 5 years. But when you're in the middle of it, it's kind of just...
You've done a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you look big picture from the pharmacy to now the...
MRI machine.
The MRI machine.
Bringing on the Red Oak Physicians Clinic for Methodist to us. The
rehab.
Ortho. I believe now, you correct me if I'm wrong, but now everybody up there works for Montgomery County Memorial Hospital.
Yeah.
That was not the case even just... A few months ago, downtown.
Right, and the whole downtown.
And
care.
Downtown.
That's right.
I know.
So.
which is cool, bringing everybody together because these different parts didn't necessarily fit together just right, and now they do.
Now it does.
And I think that, you know, the big picture there is the patient experience. James mentioned that a minute ago, but when we are all working together and we're in sync, the experience for the patient it's improved.
Yeah.
You know, it just is. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. Everything that we do is for this community and for the patients that we serve.
Let's talk about something that you do that really people can, all they really have to do is go have fun.
Yeah.
And can help all of the things we've talked about.
Yes.
Which is the golf tournament.
The golf tournament.
Okay.
Right.
Let's talk about when it is. It's at the Red Oak Country Club. The details, you said you have a twist on it.
We do have a twist on it. Okay. So, golf tournament. I love the golf tournament. I don't golf, but man, I love the golf tournament. It's so much fun. This is one of our biggest annual fundraisers with the foundation. We hold it at the Red Oak Country Club, which is such a stunning location. Mm-hmm. They've done so much work out there over the last couple of years. It really looks phenomenal. So it's September 10th this year. And we decided because, let's change it up. We don't want to just have a golf tournament.
Right.
Let's make it a little bit more exciting. So we're throwing an Oktoberfest theme on it.
Okay.
Yes. So our golf tournament this year is the Oktoberfest Open. So we are going to, it's September 10th. If you go to mcmh.org/golf, You'll get all of the details. We're going to have German-themed food. We're encouraging people to dress up a little bit, wear your lederhosens and your drindles. We're going to have beer steins and, you know, Jed's cooking up some delicious food for us again this year. And then we have a couple other things that make this event a little bit more unique. So the theme, right? We've never had a theme before. It's always just been the golf tournament. This time it's the Oktoberfest Open. And we're also doing a community dinner. So we have people who maybe don't golf, but would still like to come out and enjoy the event. So we're actually doing tickets for a dinner afterwards. All of this information is on the website. And then we're also expanding our raffle this year. So the last couple of years, we've raffled off a V-cart.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Super cool. Yeah. So we're doing a raffle again this year, but it's a little bit different. So the grand prize will be the 2024 V-cart cruiser. And then we have an additional second prize, which is a $600 gift certificate to the Arbor Day Farms. Which, if you've never stayed at the Lead Lodge down in Nebraska,
it's pretty
City,
remarkable, isn't it?
It is so gorgeous. Yeah. It's one of my favorite places.
I remember the first time we went there, we drove up, and I'm like, I can't believe this is in Nebraska. So this has this has been a long time ago. Yeah. But it's like, holy cow!
It is one of the most gorgeous places. It's such an easy getaway.
Yeah.
It's super family friendly. They have this incredible treehouse adventure that's so much fun. So that's a really fun one to add. And then third prize is a $300 gift certificate to Primrose, we all know and love over in Corning.
That's right.
So you have three different prizes you can win. And our raffle sponsors this year, we want to give a huge shout out to them. They helped to make this possible. We have Houghton State Bank, MD West One, Ide Bailey, and can you scroll back up there?
Yes.
MD West One. There we go. Thank you. We have four raffle sponsors this year. And they help to make this raffle possible, and we're so grateful to their support. Raffle tickets are $20 per ticket, or you can get six for $100.
Okay.
So it's a really good deal.
Who do I look up? Where can I purchase them?
On the website.
There you go.
Yep. If you go to the website, if you go to mcmh.com/golf, you can find all the information to purchase your raffle tickets, purchase your tickets to dinner, and sign up to golf. So we still have a few spots open for our golf tournament. So if you're interested in golfing, there's still time to sign up for golf. We have dinner tickets still available. So you can sign up if you want to come out and have dinner with us, enjoy some music, some delicious food. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah,
it is.
So everyone is safer if I don't golf.
Me as well.
So the dinner ticket would be more like something that would be...
I
can excel at that.
You can excel at that.
Yeah.
Come out, enjoy some food, hang out.
I've long
Get your lederhosens out.
Are you a golfer and you're not a golfer, James?
I'm not a golfer either, Aaron. I golfed... Anyway, we don't want to hear about that. Yeah. 25 years ago was the last time I golfed. I hung up my clubs.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a great day. And it's best ball. So, you know, find a team with one good golfer and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's a really fun
get
event.
Get one ringer and everybody
that's
else.
Key. That's the key, getting a ringer. That's right.
Exactly. It's a really fun event, and it's a great way to support the foundation. And super fun, we're actually going to have a Da Vinci robot out there this year. So the Da Vinci team is bringing one of their robots. So like James mentioned, you know, we're supporting the surgery center. So we just wrote a check for the – sterile processing equipment.
Right.
Lots of sterile processing
over the last couple of years. We're keeping things really clean up
there.
So
everyone's had surgery, says thank you for that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll be continuing to raise funds for the surgery center with this. The fund proceeds from this tournament will be going to the surgery center as well. And so we thought it would be kind of fun to actually have the robot there.
How cool is that?
It can mix a drink. I don't know if that's true or not.
No way.
What it does do is guaranteed to improve your golf game.
Right. Oh.
Right. Exactly. So that'll be kind of fun. If you want to come out and see the robot, come hang out with us.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's pretty neat. Okay. So you have a few spots for golfers remaining.
Yep.
Of course, you can buy tickets for the dinner, raffle, all the things. You can go to town. All for
sale. We'll be doing the raffle drawing that night. So that's when the raffle drawing is.
And I think it's important, even if you didn't want to do any of those things, you can buy a raffle ticket to a chance. What's the value of our cart?
I saw that. It's almost $14,000.
Yep.
14,000.
That's yeah, not for, a bad deal.
For $20, you got a chance to win. Hey,
yeah.
Nice cart. You exactly. can, and if you don't golf, you can drive around the farm.
Right. That is an important thing to know. It is street legal. So it's got all the things. It's got the blinkers and the seat belts and all the things.
It has
so
a lift kit. Uh-huh. A lift kit, independent suspension, disc brakes, off-road tires, USB charging ports. Well, I mean, what else you need in life?
I know. USB charging port. A great little Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
That's a nice unit.
It is.
It is a really nice unit.
Oh, yeah.
Get your raffle tickets, Aaron.
Yeah, I need to. Okay. So participate. And like I said, all you really have to do is go and have fun.
Exactly.
And it's all going to go back to our largest employer, our hospital, which we all love. And there you go.
Yep.
Great opportunity. Yep. How many years have you been doing the golf tournament?
You've
answered everything.
I know. I don't know. I don't know. Do you know, James?
No, I do not. I would.
The foundation started in 84, so we can
yeah.
say.
Yeah. I don't think it's been quite that long.
I don't think so.
But I'll find out. I'll keep going through these boxes.
I will mention one other thing that I thought was funny.
Yes.
I heard somebody tell me this, and obviously I can't mention their name. This is a few months ago. An ambulance was called for them, and they were west of here, and they had the choice to go to, I believe, Council Bluffs or to Red Oak. And not only was our quality of care wasn't any issue with them, they were great with that. I said, I want to go to Red Oak because the food's great there.
Yes. I love it.
And Jed's going to be cooking for us.
Jed is going to be cooking again for the golf tournament. And yeah, we do. Our nutrition services, they blow it out of the park. We're so lucky.
So Jed was in a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And visited with me. I loved it too, by the way. I would love to go cook with him sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's something else, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they do. They do such a good job. The food is delicious. We're incredibly lucky.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I would choose our hospital for the food too.
Yeah, right. That's right.
All right. Laura Claver with me, executive director of the foundation,
yes.
MCMH Foundation, James Norris, who is a trustee and a foundation member. Okay.
Right.
What do we need to cover that we have not covered, Laura or James?
I think the only thing that I want to add to this is that if you are interested in learning more about making a donation to the foundation, talking to us about, you know, James mentioned we have farmland. You know, there's a lot of different types of donations that can be made. If you are interested in a legacy type gift or getting involved in some capacity, making a donation, we are here to help you, to support you through that process, to answer any questions that you have. You know, James has a wealth of knowledge in that area, and we'd love to have you be a part of our story and have you be a part of the legacy up at MCMH.
Yeah.
And so there's always space for those conversations. And if it's something that you've been thinking about and you haven't taken that step yet, give us a call. We'd love to help you through that process and invite you to be a part of that story.
Very good.
Right. And it's neat when that money can be put into an endowment. So, you know, for perpetuity, that money is going to help this community and that hospital. And, you know, contrary to some beliefs out there, I think hospitals don't really make money. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's always about trying to make sure we see to keep everything in business for years to come.
Absolutely.
And so, and to be able to provide these services to our community. And so, like Laura mentioned, if you have some interest in that, please contact one of us and we can help you. We can talk to your attorney, your accountant, your financial advisor. You could, certainly remember us in your estate or through your will. You could do something as simple as change beneficiary designations to maybe 1% of your IRA or your 401k to go to the hospital. There's simple ways to do things too.
Yeah. And like you say, the foundation, when it is in the endowment, then it just continues to plow right back into the hospital, which is the community. So very good.
Yeah.
Nice to see you both.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for having us.
Enjoy the sunshine today.
Yeah, we will.
Make it a great day. Nice
Thanks.
To see you.
Thank you.
Again, Laura Claver with us and James Norris from Montgomery County Memorial Hospital.
It's time for an update on what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country.